The saints of the Old Testament showed their faith and demonstrated their faith and were declared righteous by God by looking forward to the promise of Jesus Christ. And we who hope for any kind of righteousness through the grace of God have faith looking back to Jesus and His promises of eternal life. Everything is by faith. Not just mere mental assent to the truth, but ordering our whole lives around the promises of God. When we take communion, what good does that communion do us if we don't have faith in the promise of Jesus Christ that by His blood and by His body we receive forgiveness of sins and obtain eternal life? What good is being baptized if we do not have faith in what baptism means, that we are raised from the dead to new life in Jesus Christ? What good is it without faith? What good is it to go to church? What good is it to go through the rituals? What good is it to sing the songs and to pay halfway attention to the homily or the sermon? What good is that to us without faith in the promises of God? And how valid is our faith if we do not order our life around that in obedience to God? Everything is by faith. Faith that believes the promises of God. To follow God in all things, great and small. Oh, friends, the promises of God are so important as to have significance over every other desire or want or need in our life. That's what it means to make God number one in our lives. Trust Him today, will you? Listen to what it says in Hebrews 11th chapter, 32nd verse. What more shall I say? For time would fail to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they may obtain a better resurrection, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yes, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were tempted, they were slain with a sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth, and all these, having obtained a good report through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. They look forward to the promise of Jesus Christ and stake their whole life on the promise of God, even though they never saw Him. Now we stake our whole lives on Jesus Christ, having never seen Him, but believing the promises He gave us and the testimony of His apostles and those who knew Him. And the Spirit of God seals that within us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we love You with all of our heart. I pray in Jesus' name that You would bless us and help us as we travel through this life in faith. I will order my life and what I do around Your promise. Help me to be obedient, Lord, and may Your grace be upon me. For without Your grace, all my striving is hopeless. But in You and Your promises, there is all hope. In Jesus' name, amen.